HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. Taiwan more than doubled its forecast for export growth this year, but sounded a warning that the global scramble for computer chips is going to add further upward pressure on the local dollar. Stocks and the currency gained, exports will likely rise 9.5% this year compared with a previous estimate of 4.5%, the Statistics Bureau said on Saturday. Gross domestic product may expand 4.6% more than previously expected and up from a revised 3.11% in 2020, when it was one of the few significant economies to register growth. The once-snubbed Merrick Garland now reflects the U.S. president's goal of restoring the department's reputation as an independent body. During his 4 years as president, Donald Trump had insisted that the attorney general must be loyal to him personally, a position that battered the department's reputation. Garland's high court nomination by President Barack Obama in 2016 died because the Republican-controlled Senate refused to hold a hearing. Garland will inherit a Justice Department that endured a tumultuous time under Trump, rife with political drama and controversial decisions, and abundant criticism from Democrats over what they saw as the politicizing of the nation's top law enforcement agencies. The department's priorities and messaging are expected to shift drastically in the Biden administration, with a focus more on civil rights issues, criminal justice overhauls, and policing policies in the wake of nationwide protests over the death of Black Americans at the hands of law enforcement. China's top diplomat called on Monday for new U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to lift restrictions on trade and people-to-people contacts while seizing what Beijing considers unwarranted interference in the areas of Taiwan, Hong Kong, Xinjiang, and Tibet, reports AP. Foreign Minister Wang Yi's comments at a foreign ministry forum on U.S.-China relations come as Beijing presses the new administration in Washington to drop many of the confrontational measures adopted by former President Donald Trump. Trump hiked tariffs on Chinese imports in 2017 and imposed bans and other restrictions on Chinese tech companies and academic exchanges as he sought to address concerns about an imbalance in trade and accusations of Chinese theft of American technology. Trump also upgraded military and diplomatic ties with Taiwan, the self-governing island democracy claimed by China as its own territory. German business confidence improved in February, a key survey showed on Monday, as the robust industrial sector of Europe's top economy bears up despite the impact of coronavirus restrictions. The IFO Institute's monthly confidence barometer, based on a survey of 9,000 companies, climbed to 92.4 points from 90.3 points in January when the index slipped as tougher measures to fight the pandemic were introduced. Analysts surveyed by FactSet had expected a smaller increase of 0.4 points. The manufacturing sector recorded its highest score since November 2018, surging to 6.1 points from 9.1 point last month. Germany this month extended orders for bars, restaurants, leisure facilities and non-essential shops to stay closed until at least March 7th while allowing schools to partially reopen. It remains unclear when other businesses will be able to resume operations. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said local authorities should get prepared for potential forest fires later this year as hotspots had been detected on the island of Sumatra. The Southeast Asian country has suffered some of the biggest tropical forest fires outside the Amazon and Congo in recent years, putting at risk endangered animals like orangutans and tigers and sending choking hazard across the region. Farmers often used fire as a cheap land clearing method, the president said, calling on local governments to get forest fire containment infrastructure ready. Fires, sometimes set to clear land for palm oil plantation, the world's top producer of the commodity, were the most damaging in years in 2015, with the World Bank estimating they caused $16.1 billion in damage. Meanwhile, fires in 2019 caused total damage and economic loss amounting to at least $5.2 billion, equal to 0.5% of the GDP, the World Bank said. The world is facing a pandemic of human rights abuses, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said. Authoritarian regimes had imposed drastic curbs on rights and freedoms and had used the virus as a pretext to restrict free speech and stifle dissent. Guterres told The Guardian that the pandemic had rolled back years of progress on human rights and that abuses had thrived because poverty, discrimination, the destruction of our natural environment, and other human rights failures have created enormous fragilities in our society. There has been a global crackdown on opposition activities, activists, and human rights defenders, increased attacks on journalists, and moves to curb free speech, censor the media, roll out invasive tracking apps, and put in place extreme surveillance measures, many of which are likely to far outlast the virus. A recent report by Human Rights Watch found that at least 83 countries had used COVID-19 as a justification to attack free speech. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.